Say big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. Hopefully everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Well, I hope you had a fantastic Labor Day weekend, because that's exactly what we're coming off of right now at the moment. So you know how these things go, where we kind of come off of vacation time or holiday time and we never know what to do next. Well, don't worry, because I called in a friend. I called in someone who's going to help us out today, and I'm going to let you take a wild guess on who it is that I called in, or should I just tell you? Of course, I called in my friend, my partner, my colleague, Sheldon Primus. Now, Sheldon Primus is going to be here today talking about some exciting stuff that he has coming up this weekend as you're taking a listen to this. So on September the 11th, matter of fact, should I even tell you what it is? Nah, I'll let Sheldon tell you himself. So enjoy this episode between Sheldon Primus and myself today on The Jay Allen Show.
The Jay Allen Show is streaming now on safetyfm.live.
So anyways, I wanted to get you on here and bother you and mess with you and all that kind of fun stuff. You know how this goes. I was interested on what you have going on. So why the September 11th, which is a very interesting date, number one, to pick to have an event. And then number two, free? Hold on, free? Explain this to me. Because that I don't get. I mean, I know that it's good that you want to actually participate, but free? Tell me about it.
Well, first, the September 11th thing, that has such a significant hold on me, because I remembered everything about that day. It was such a big thing to me. My cousin, I grew up in New York, and my cousin was there. Cousin Sean, he was there, and we were talking back and forth while I was at work constantly. He was telling me what was happening on the scenes, and he was trying to get out himself from the city. My other cousin, Natalie, she was late to work, and she worked at Tower One. And then my so I was thinking, you know, where's Natalie? And then my aunt worked at Tower Two, and she was at work, and she actually was able to get out before the second tower went. So it's, I mean, now I still have pangs of, you know, just desperation at that moment. And when Sean's phone cut out like midday, I could not call him back, and just, it was just done. The whole city was, the grid was completely overrun, and I had to leave work for the first and only time in my career. I just couldn't take it. I was like, I can't focus. I'm out of here. And they let me go for the day, and I was a basket case. And pretty much ever since that time, my sister had to go through therapy because she lived in the city at that time, and she felt like she was literally breathing in people as she was walking her street in Chelsea. So, I mean, truly, it was significant for me, and I didn't want the event to be tied to September 11th per se, like a freedom event or something like that. I didn't want to tie it together because it's just too significant to me, but I wanted it
to signify. But you kind of just did all at the same time.
Exactly. So I wanted to signify a point of freedom without ruining the actual day to me. Okay. So that's why I picked the day. I wanted to be fast because I want people to have action before the end of the year. So that's why I figured, in order for you to get any kind of action by the end of the year where you can see your victory, we got to work on it right now. So that's why I figured, let's get this in. I looked at my calendar. I was like, all right, September 11th is Saturday. No one has to sneak this in at work, because if I do it during the week, you know, unless it's late night, they're not going to be able to do it unless, you know, truly they take the day off from work and can't do that. So I said, let's do it on a Saturday. September 11th was, you know, was a thought after I looked at the Saturday, and then truly I was like, all right, let's just do this and for free, because I know everyone is struggling right now. I've been hearing in the grapevine and seeing in the grapevine from my cost students and everyone, there's so many people about to take the plunge or thinking of taking on clients, even a little. And I'm like, all right, let's make this for free. So the barrier entry will be low. If there's a way to recoup any money, I'll do it through sponsorship. So it's not going to cost the people who are there. And then for my time and everything else will be sponsorship that would work that out. And that's truly why I was figuring, you know, got to do it now. Just get people what they want. And if someone wants to take the course and even get some more help with me consulting on a mentorship level, then yes, we'll do a tier. And that's what I do. I have like a tier.
Let me ask, because a lot of people are going to, of course, question this. And of course, this was part of the reason why I wanted to have you on. You're doing it for free. You're relying on sponsors, but you're creating your own competition. So
I always create my own competition.
But I mean, you see where it can become confusing for me being the end user. If I'm interested in crypto. So what's in it for you?
I've always said this with anything that I do. I try to be the first one to do it. And if I could be the very first one in the industry, then truly what that will mean is if I'm doing it impactfully and also consistently, yes, then I should be that first person that will say, like, I remember Abby Ferry once, she had like a whole bunch of people come to me because she said, you know, I know something about consulting, but there's a guy, I know a guy. And I would get so many referrals because she just knew that I was better at consulting than, you know, than some other people she knew. So that's the kind of idea I've had. So I know for sure I'm creating my own competition. However,
and that's an interesting choice on who you decided to bring up, especially considering that now she's competing in your same spot.
Yeah. And she's had a course now, or a book now, I believe. And the book came from a resource that she's had many years of, and we've talked about it before, actually, when she was on my show. The resource that was, I think, 2 years before the show even. So she's been dabbling with it a little for a while, but no one's actually been, you know, at it like I have. So as the way I do it, I should say, which is pretty much helping people with the business of being a safety consultant. Not too many people know that part.
So, of course, we've talked about this in previous episodes that you've been on, but I want to make sure that people have a greater understanding on what this is going to consist of. You're teaching them the business of how to become a consultant, not necessarily how to become a safety person, quote unquote, or a safety pro. Is that accurate?
That is accurate because I am assuming a lot to do what I have to do in such a short amount of time. So basically what I'm assuming is that the individual at least has enough of a safety chops that they could hold their own by, you know, litigation purposes, you know, if they're
Are you sure you're trying to get people to this? Because I think you just scared them.
Well, anybody that's ready to go, they've thought about that already. And now they're thinking, all right, how can I actually dip my toe in this thing and get it going? So they've been there. They've thought of that.
Are you sure about that? Because I don't know about that. I mean, some people are still kind of surprised when you tell them that you could be sued.
Those people are the ones that need this. They just need it. Because if you're going to go out there and you're going to venture out and you're going to take that kind of loss without understanding that we are all ultimately liable for the things we say or even forget to do as consultants, then that is the ground rules to understand. And we cover that stuff hour one. Hour one, we're going to figure out how to get legally right, including making sure that you're going to be insured for those things. I'm not going to be able to give everybody services per se, but I've got plenty of resources and references, and maybe between us and the attendees together, I think I had like 50 free seats available, and I think we're halfway right now. But you know, I could adjust that. If there's this of demand, I'll adjust it. If everybody, you know, more people need it, then we'll get you in.
So let me ask the strange question. Can you give a high level of what you're going to be talking about during the event? And it is a 4-hour event coming up on September the 11th. So can you kind of tell them what high level overview? I don't want you to give away your secret sauce, of course, on this thing, but exactly what it'll consist of.
Yeah, well, first, I definitely am the resource guy, right? You know, I'm always about resources, even if I'm building my own competition, as you say. And you're right. So I'm going to start out first with the resources before the event, a half hour with the virtual booth of whatever sponsors want to come in. And then we'll go ahead and, as I'm starting the very beginning, I want to figure out what is your goal in becoming a safety consultant? What is your actual goal? So we'll figure that out first. And then from there, that's that bullseye we'll keep going into. So from there, once we find out the goal, we'll find your perfect client. Then after we find your perfect client, we'll teach you how to land that client through proposals. Then we'll also go through partnership models and talk about things like continuing education units, public speaking tips, and then also how to, you know, do your own events, how to get supplemental income when times go down. As a consultant yourself, you know, that nice little up and down, you know, where you're getting tons of clients and all of a sudden you're like, where is everybody? You get the crickets in the back, and then all of a sudden there's tons of people. So that's where you need that supplemental income going in. So we'll go over that by the fourth hour, and that's going to be it. So everyone's going to get a nice foundation. That's why I call it 101. You can't get a graduate degree out of a 101 course. You got to kind of keep going until you get, you know, higher and higher into your actual practice or whatever it is. So I'm only doing this as a nice high level overview of safety consulting, but it is not just me speaking. The whole point of this is you're going to open up another tab on your computer. We're going to work this thing out together. If you got two screens, I prefer to have two screens. So you're going to have one screen me, one screen where you're going to actually get online and start doing things. We're going to have an action item that you must do. So as you're done with the 4 hours, you're going to leave with some plan for your business.
So this sounds this sounds more like a workshop then. So this is not a come and watch and see. This is going to be a full blown workshop with action learning items as you're doing it in real time.
Absolutely. I'm sharing my screen, and as I'm sharing my screen and I'm putting in website web links that you're going to click into, and you're going to follow those web links, and you're going to be typing in the same thing that I'm typing in, or, you know, with your personal information, obviously. No,
they might be typing in exactly what you're doing.
There'd be like 70 Sheldon Primuses out there now, right?
Right.
So that's what we're looking for. Just action items. It's time to truly stop saying you want to be a consultant and actually start doing it in 4 hours.
So where can they go to sign up if they're interested in actually doing this, and where can they go?
Well, I'm taking them straight to the ViewStub, which I've been using lately. I love it. I know you have as well. ViewStub.com/safety consulting 101. ViewStub.com/safety consulting 101.
Okay. So ViewStub.com/safety consulting 101. Okay. So that's available for you. And then is this going to be available on a replay, or is it only you're there, you make it, or how you have it set?
Yes. So replay purposes will be for those that are attending. So even though it's a free attendance, there is that little block that says, unless you're here, you won't get this material. Okay. So that's really how it works out. And then when the people that are there, they will get the replay link, if you will, to be able to see it again. But there's only limited access, 7 days. So they're going to have to hurry up and get that, unless you're on a different tier. There's, you know, some tiers where people get longer access, but the free tier is 7 days.
Okay. Free tier, 7 days, longer access available as well. So thank you for helping to try to grow out the community, because not a lot of people are willing to put their money where their mouth is. We tend to see a lot of people that are out there doing events and, of course, charging buku money and not willing to create their own competition. So I appreciate you actually going around and doing this. So in closing, is there anything special that you would like them to know about the event?
Yeah, actually, this is an event that I'm saying you can do this. That's my closing. You can do this. And now is the time.
It almost sounds like I need Rob Snyder saying, "You can do it." So there you go. Well, Sheldon, I appreciate you coming on to the show.
Thank you, man. Have yourself a great, wonderful rest of your day.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.